awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's the greatest.
It's the greatest in the world.
Greatest in the world.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Don't call it a comeback.
Been here for years. Welcome to Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody. APS, first day of school, which of course means the return of a la carte and his friends. Wait, what?
He has friends?
I don't know.
Who is a la carte?
A la carte. That would be the dude in charge of the Albuquerque Public School System's lunch menus.
Interesting.
Yeah. And by in charge, we mean he's just some random old dude. But he loves him some lunch!
He loves him some lunch.
Yeah.
It's good to love lunch.
By request. We'll be trying it out.
By request. Lunch. Do you want it?
We'll see what happens. I'm not a lunch kind of guy, you know me.
I am.
I'm a once a day kind of guy.
Give me that lunch.
Which is sad. I've learned recently I need to start eating healthier.
You learned that a long time ago.
Apparently, I'm getting older.
Oh.
And doctors are like, hey,
Healthy
diet, exercise, these are important parts of your life that need to... Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Who
I know.
Cares?
It's like... You're right. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hey, I want to give a shout out and thanks to everyone that told me happy birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Oh. It was very nice.
It was lovely.
It was.
You're mostly just talking about me, right?
I had a good birthday. It was low key. I went to the vet, and that was about it.
Nice. I got to see Beans yesterday.
But I liked it. Yeah, Beans.
He's the cat.
He's doing good, everybody. Yesterday, day before yesterday when I got home, old Beans had blood in his poop.
Oh!
And it was a noticeable amount.
Yeah.
Not just like a spot.
No, I know. You showed me the pictures.
I took pictures and I took the sample to the vet yesterday. I was like, hey, I got this for you. I bagged up this poop. I did my diligence. They were thankful, I think.
That's good.
It was like, thank you for bringing in this sample. But anyway, I think it's food related. The vet said she thought it was okay. His intestines were a little enlarged.
Oh.
But she thought it was okay. And he had a regular poop this morning. Good job, Bean. Good job.
That's good, man. That's really good.
Shout out to Beans for having a regular poop.
Good job, Beans.
Why won't this work?
Man, it is Wednesday. We're excited. Got a good show for you today.
We do have a good show.
What do we do on Wednesdays?
Comics Corner.
We got a lot of new, interesting comics for you today.
It was a weird week, but a good week.
Couldn't complain.
Weird, but good.
Is this our caller? Is this the caller of callers?
Is this the man?
We need to talk to the caller because the caller didn't call yesterday.
It's okay.
Yesterday was your birthday.
He's been a jerk.
I mean, you know, let's find out. Hey, caller.
Good morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh. Where were you yesterday, Matthew?
I slept in, guys.
Guys,
I'm on the bus again with my driver, Judy.
Judy.
Yes, I'm here again with her this year, so we're just cruising down the road.
Yeah.
Guys, it's another school year to go.
Excited?
Oh, yes, because this year I'm really hoping for the first semester that I can make my academics there. I have maintained honor roll. All since sixth grade, I did it all throughout my freshman year, so I'm very confident that this year I'll be able to make it once again for the first semester in order to get my letters.
We hope so.
Matthew, yesterday was Mateo's birthday, and you didn't wish him happy birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mateo. I was
busy.
Not flying. I was
Mateo!
Actually at my work.
Mateo, it's okay. You were too busy sleeping. Yeah, sleeping's tough.
Yeah, I went to my neighbors because, well, long story short, they're out of town. One of my neighbor's brothers, I guess he passed away, so they're out of town, so I've been watching The Office and their company for them.
Party!
Guys, let me tell you, the one rule they have is no parties. Well, one, I don't actually have access to everything. I only have access to certain stuff on the yard, such as the door. And that's it. So, they haven't given me access to the inside of the office yet, so...
I wish you'd have told me happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Hey,
yesterday.
You know what? There's got to be a birthday song on that soundboard. Did you guys play that yesterday?
Nope.
Oh, Chivo, really, man?
Soundboard.
Ah. Anyways, guys, yeah, today is actually a very special day for those incoming freshmen, the Volcano Vista. Those of you that are listening out there to me right now, good luck. If you guys need any assistance in finding classes before 7:20 a.m. is going to be your best time to go do so.
Cool. Yes.
You can, yeah, basically that's what you want to do. Just go look around before 7:20. That way, if you get lost, you can ask a teacher or a staff member. You won't have the, you know, possibility of being late during your passing period.
Words
but,
of
you
wisdom.
Know, there's those upperclassmen, too, that can give you guys, you know, some directions and probably give you guys an escort to your class.
Some wedgies.
Ooh, wedgies, swirlies.
Now, Steve-O, we don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh,
why not?
No,
okay.
No,
okay.
We're Hawks. Hey,
school's changed.
Let me tell you guys out there that don't know our core values.
Oh,
the
cool.
The Hawks store is safety, organization, achievement, and respect. That's our core values for Volcano Vista.
I like
and
that.
And you guys know the motto. It's always great to be a Hawk. It truly is. We have great athletic teams. If you want to join an athletic team, get your physicals, go join them.
That's the
there
best
will be
part.
Announcements.
So, yeah.
And if you want to manage like I am, it's easy, guys. Just contact the coach of that sport you would like to possibly be a manager for, and they will let you know if they're accepting managers.
School's back. We're excited for you, man. Core values for the Hawks: safety, Cheetos, guacamole,
video
games,
wrong, brother.
Calculus,
wrong.
Stealing, drugs.
No, Steve, that's wrong. It's
Steve. Oh, what?
It's safety, organization,
Cheetos?
Achievement, and respect.
Achievement. I
Did
thought
you
said
say
Cheetos.
Organism?
No.
Organization.
Because we have to organize, guys. Let me tell you, if you don't organize, you're not going to be, you know, able to find stuff.
Hey,
let
question.
Me tell you, I learned my lesson back in elementary school.
I have a question, Matthew. I have a file cabinet also at home, and whenever I bring stuff home, I just open the drawer and just throw it in there. And I feel like that's pretty organized. Is that what you mean?
No. You should actually create, you know, all those little file folders? They sell like those office
No. Books? What?
Go buy yourself some. I'm sure the radio station has those file folders there that you can look at for, like, examples.
I could steal some
like.
From my boss,
Get
Maria.
One, create. You can actually create. There's a little tab to come with them. You can mark it, like, say you have tax paperwork in the way. You mark it tax paperwork.
It's not okay to just throw them in there?
No, it's not.
Why not?
Find your stuff then.
But then I can
and
just,
you know
like,
what?
It
when
takes
you need
a long
to find
time.
Your documents, especially during tax time,
yeah.
You're going to be extremely stressed out because you're going to be going, where's all my paperwork?
Who
where's
pays
my
taxes?
Where's this? Where's that?
You
and
pay
you're
taxes?
You're going to be freaking out. You know, it saves you the headache, the stress.
Man, beautiful.
And, you know, it keeps your blood pressure down because let me tell you, stress makes the blood pressure rise. I know that because my family has a hereditary issue of high blood pressure, guys. So
all right, there you
that.
Go. Safety, Cougars.
No, guys. It's safety. It's safety, organization. No,
karate.
Safety, organization, achievement, and respect, guys.
Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Courage under fire.
Wait, I got it.
There's so much for you to learn here, buddy. I'll have to send you guys an email with our core values.
There you go. Thanks, Matthew.
PECT, organized file cabinet for me.
Can I get a song request today, please?
Yes.
This morning, guys, I want you guys to play me something by Anne Berlin.
No.
I'm going to put this out to all incoming freshmen of Volcano Vista High School. Welcome to Volcano, guys. We are glad to have you all here. Good luck during your first year of high school.
Are you going
to
give them a swirly?
Perfect.
I will call you guys tomorrow morning at 6:15.
There you go.
Bye, Judy.
Bye, Jude. Jude's a bus driver. Matthew from Albuquerque. And, of course, all the incoming freshmen. This one's for you.
Rock
it's called
on.
Dead American.
Whoa.
It's Amberlin.
Oh.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Dead. Why did you want them to be dead?
It was just the next Amberlin song that was coming up.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, you watch back, freshman.
Whoa. Matthew's gonna get you.
Core values. Swirlies.
Pranking.
Wedgies. Taking your Cheetos.
Embarrassment.
Boom. That was five.
That's core values.
Extra special for you, freshman.
Yeah, number one. Hawks number one.
O'Doyle rules!
O'Doyle rules, dog!
Steve Wasson Morning Party.
Rules. Shock to the system because you're out of control.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The time has come. It is August 13th, 2014.
Yeah!
One day past the cataclysm. That was my birthday.
That was your birthday.
They called it the cataclysm on social media.
Well, it's because it was a cataclysm because you had to take beans to the vet.
That's it. A cataclysm.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Cataclysm.
Cataclysm. That's the one. It was a cataclysm.
Gosh!
Cataclysm.
I am the Punisher.
Cataclysm 4. He will pun you to death.
I will.
He will punch you.
In the face.
Speaking of social media, 23 million. That's the number for the day.
Ooh.
Why? That's how many Twitter users are actually robots.
Whoa.
91.5% of people on Twitter are humans. The rest are automatic tweets from automated accounts. Some are actually funny. Like the Twitter account that replies if you spell the word sneak peek incorrectly. At Stealth Mountain will reply with a correction. I think you mean sneak peek. Big Ben, the clock in London has a Twitter feed too. At big_Ben_clock tweets out the time. At 4 o'clock you'll get a tweet that says, bong, 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 bong. I'm
going
to follow that.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Amazing.
I need to know. A 10-year-old girl playing in the surf on Coney Island found a loaded handgun.
Really?
The twist is it was a shark that was holding her up. Whoa! Just kidding. Sharks can't use guns. Yet. The superhero costume characters in New York Times Square are considering forming a union.
Of course.
They're gonna call it the Avengers. They have to! They have to call it something like that. They have to. There is no other thing they can call. Oh my gosh. The Avengers or the Justice League.
Yeah, Justice Society.
They've got to do something. The Defenders.
Ugh.
The Thunderbolts. That's what they should call themselves because they're actually trying to take money from people.
Mm-hmm.
They're villains in disguise. Baseball standout, Giancarlo Stanton?
Nice.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Hit a home run that traveled 470 feet.
Nice.
Was that yesterday? Doug, was that yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Golly. The internet children's page for the New York City Queens Public Library misspelled the word literacy. So you know you can trust them.
Gosh.
The library misspelled a word. What a bunch of idiots. Who would work at the library? Cool folks.
I would work at the library.
I would work at a library, hands down. That would be one of the coolest jobs. You get to see Slimer.
Yeah.
Be awesome. According to a waitress, Kendall Jenner left a restaurant without paying for her meal.
Ah!
When the waitress caught up with her outside the restaurant to inform her of her oversight, Kendall threw the money at the waitress.
Whoa!
Downtown Julie Brown right there. Threw that money at her. Throw it!
That's crazy.
Go back inside! Away with you, peasant! Away with you! Do not speak to me unless you have an envoy!
Ugh.
According to a new study, obese preschoolers are already showing signs of problems.
They're called obese schoolers.
Obese schoolers. Obese schoolers. Got it.
Yeah.
That means little fat kids. Layman's terms. Little chubs. Like that kid that wanted the donut when I was a kid.
Yes.
Little donut boy.
Yeah.
I hesitate to say his name now because I don't know.
Don't know. He could be listening and he's anyway, no longer little.
Kaysen Wilhite.
Oh no!
he loved those donuts.
He did.
Donuts. Poor little kid. Obesity in preschoolers is a sad thing.
It is.
And it's kind of scary. So we need to watch it. If you have a preschool out there, gosh, I feel boring right now.
Hey, you feel boring?
Yeah, you need to watch your preschoolers out there. Hey, if you're out there, here's a warning. Your preschooler could get fat. Don't let them eat sugar constantly.
Dude. Yeah, like CW Post, that cereal that I loved.
CW
as a kid.
Post.
I had no idea.
Was full of sugar. We had so many people comment yesterday.
Really?
On bringing back nostalgic foods. And we never even got back to it.
All right, maybe.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, we might have to bring it nostalgically. We will bring back the topic from yesteryear.
Yeah.
Yesteryear?
A Chinese giant panda on loan to Scotland is pregnant. That's what happens when you go to Scotland. You get pregnant. I almost said knocked up. You can't say that on the radio. A burglar in Port St. Lucie, Florida, was easily captured after a surveillance video showed his distinctive tattoos. Again, criminals?
Gosh.
If you have distinctive tattoos, Steve-O has distinctive tattoos.
I really do.
My tattoo is covered up by my shirt, so if I wanted to be a criminal, I could just wear a disguise and no one would ever know it was me.
Stop it.
Until the disguise was a Spider-Man costume, and then people would be like, wait a second.
Wait a second.
I know one dude who's an adult who wears Spider-Man costumes and who wants another one for Halloween this year, but he needs you people to donate to Static so he can get it.
Oh, man.
Can that be a perk for the Static
no.
Fanatics? Some of your money will go to Mateo getting a new Spider-Man costume. What?
Only if you will wear it at their kids' birthday
parties. I'll wear it every day. During the wintertime, it's cold, and I need the extra insulation.
Yeah.
Minnesota authorities are looking for bank robbers who wore sunglasses with construction vests and hard hats. They also call themselves the Village People, and they like to sing and dance when they were stealing. I made up that last part.
Okay.
But there really were bank robbers who wore sunglasses with construction vests and hard hats. What were they calling themselves?
I got this.
Come on. Bank robbers? Construction workers.
Construction workers. Hard hats.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. I got nothing.
Wait, I almost
first
had
first day
some...
of school. You know, too much pressure.
Yeah, too much learning.
Too much pressure
oh,
first day
of school.
The
kids are going to listen right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're a preschool out there, don't get obese. Shout out.
Shout out.
Hey, we had a whole show early in my time here, and we talked about feats of strength.
Yeah.
If you thought the reason you did stupid stuff when you're drunk is because booze inhibits your ability to know what you're doing, you're wrong.
Really?
Yes. When you're drunk, your inhibitions are intact. You just don't care about them anymore. Interesting fact.
According to science.
According to science. Science is a reputable thing. Hey, watch me pick up this desk. Who cares about my back? Not me anymore. I know I can't pick it up, but I just don't care.
Ugh, stupid people.
Wasted. After some legal wrangling, the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers from Shelley Sterling on behalf of the Sterling Family Trust to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has been completed.
Wow.
The transaction in which Steve Ballmer purchased the Clippers closed on Tuesday. The sale price set an NBA sales record at $2 billion! Yay! Oh. Money is everywhere! No, idiot! The price is wrong! That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Hooray!
You're just pressing buttons now.
Love it! Love buttons! I can't. That is inappropriate on this paper. A cop in Kansas City had a dance off with a group of kids over the weekend.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's real cool. The officer has some pretty interesting moves. Showed them off to neighborhood teenagers. He told a local TV station, "When I joined the police force, I told them I wanted to build a rapport with the community because I feel like if we build a rapport with them, then they are more likely to call us when they need us." So he's building that rapport through bad dancing. And why not?
That's pretty great.
There's a video. Maybe we can find the video and post it.
That's good. I like that.
That would be really cool.
A lot.
Over the weekend, Andrew Snope of Savannah, Georgia, set a new world record in 24-hour barefoot running.
What?
Take this guy on, Sam Swan. The 28-year-old covered 136.98 miles
barefoot?
On an indoor 400-meter track in the Alaska Dome in Anchorage, besting the old record of 131.43 miles set last year by Peter Wainham, New Zealand. Snope is a bartender who took up running just 3 years ago. He was inspired by Christopher McDougall's book, Born to Run, and true to the book's minimalist credo, runs only barefoot and in sandals, which to me sounds like
torture.
A fool's errand.
Yeah, I'm wearing sandals today. I can barely walk in them.
He claims never to have owned a pair of running shoes. After running continuously for 24 hours with only a few bathroom breaks, Snoat reportedly has no blisters, cuts, or scrapes on the bottom of his feet.
I guess that's impressive. It would have been more impressive. I thought he actually ran 130-something miles, on a road in real life.
Right.
Barefoot.
Yeah, on a gravel road. Get out there, be a man, and run on gravel.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Now, running 130-something miles is very, very impressive.
No, it's not. Sam Swan does that every day.
It's less impressive when it's on a track.
Sam Swan told me that he runs 200 miles a day.
Every day, guys.
And he gets it done in an hour.
And he's from the Baptist Convention in Mexico. They can't lie.
And he said, you know what? I'm representing everything I say as a fact. He said that there was a dinosaur waiting for me inside of the Sandia Mountains.
Man.
And I can't wait to uncover it.
Fact.
But he gave me a map and I have to go on a journey.
Obviously.
He said I wouldn't die.
Stop it.
He said, Mateo, you will never die. And I said, I know.
Oh, man.
Thanks for backing me up, Baptist Convention. It sounds biblical. A Charlotte,
False.
North Carolina woman is facing charges after police say she helped her son set himself on fire in a videotaped stunt known as the Fire Challenge. Ugh. That's gaining popularity on social media and has left at least two other children with severe burns. The video was taken in late July and was posted on Facebook and made its way around the internet. The 16-year-old boy is seen in the shower with shorts on, dousing himself in what appears to be nail polish remover.
Okay.
He lights his chest on fire but panics and runs from the bathroom. Others had to help him put out the blaze. The teen suffered minor burns to his chest and neck. Someone who knew the mom and teen called social workers who called the police.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. I don't get any of these videos. These stupid YouTube challenges Now, I will say the ice challenge is a little better because that ice bucket challenge. I saw JT this week. I follow him on Instagram. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Everybody's dumping buckets of ice water on their head.
And he did it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it.
It's for a good cause, apparently. If you're challenged and you don't do it, you have to give some nonprofit $20 or something.
If you don't do it, you give them $100.
$100.
If you do it, then you have to pay 10.
Oh.
So either way, you're shelling out money to some
charity. I challenge
you
to not have to do this.
Bless.
Yeah.
Check this out. Why don't you guys just kill two birds with one stone if you're going to do this dumb bleepity bleep 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 fire challenge?
Ugh, yeah.
Then just do the ice bucket challenge right there with it. You've got your ice bucket. Douse yourself with water after you light yourself on fire.
So stupid.
Idiot.
How many stories we've talked about these kids who pour some form of weird solution on their chest and light themselves on fire?
Please don't do this, children.
Every story has ended with
the kid has
crazy
burns
for the rest of his life. It's going to affect him. His skin is now destroyed.
Somebody's going to end up dead.
Yeah.
Some kid is going to die from this fire challenge. Don't do this, children. This is not cool.
It's idiotic. Nobody thinks it's funny.
Yeah, nobody thinks it's funny, and it's this parent's helping their kid do it. That parent was an idiot.
Yeah.
The kid was an idiot, and you're not an idiot. I believe in you.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're listening and you're like, I'm thinking about doing this fire challenge, stop thinking.
Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do it.
No, you're not.
Because you're not an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a wonderful person.
That's good.
And
boom, boom,
if you thaw
boom,
your steaks before grilling them on or throwing them on the grill, you're doing it wrong.
What?
What? America's Test Kitchen tested frozen steaks versus thawed and found cooking steaks frozen produce better taste, less moisture loss, and a more even cook.
What?
How do you feel, Grill
no,
Master?
No, dude.
Grill Master Steve, how do you feel?
I feel lied to. That's a lie.
I don't think that's a lie.
Gross, dude, because you
I'm gonna try
frozen?
It.
No.
I'm going to try it. Yes, I am. I'm going to try it.
You're going to ruin a good steak.
No, I'm going to do it. An 11-year-old on Long Island, New York, is raising money to make sure kids halfway around the world have safe drinking water. Bevan Girlhauser? Nope. Is collecting money from return bottles, lemonade stands, bake sales, and more. She's donating the money to Compassion International, who we're familiar with.
Yeah.
Which provides safe drinking water to people in developing countries. She hopes to raise $10,000.
That's
really cool.
Guys, that's really cool. This is the best day ever.
Hey, here's your worst nightmare. The call to police in Aiken, South Carolina seemed wacky but plausible. A man who worked at a pet store called to report a burglary.
Whoa.
He said that a 100-pound mountain lion worth $35,000 was missing from the store and had either been stolen during a burglary or had taken advantage of the opportunity to escape.
No.
Here it is, though. Turns out there was no missing mountain lion.
Oh.
There was no mountain lion at all.
What?
But before police knew it was a hoax, they sent out animal control officers and called in state wildlife officials for help in finding the mountain lion. They estimate the bill for wasted staff time, including animal control officers called in on a weekend, totals more than $3,000. The employee who reported the burglary has been arrested.
Wow.
So don't call in a hoax to the police, friends.
Oh, I'm glad it was a hoax, though.
Yo, dumbs.
Mountain lions are not my friend.
Oh.
I faced my fear at the zoo this last weekend. I stared down a mountain lion. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. People are so dumb.
More fire challenge?
We have these stories. There's a section called Wacky But True.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. Listen to this. A woman in China is accusing a store of selling her a fake pesticide. Why does she know it's fake? She says she's upset because she drank down the bottle in an attempt to commit suicide, and it didn't even faze her. So she's mad.
Okay. Speaking of, tomorrow, our friend Kater Zimke, she's bringing in her friend. Expert. Obviously, tragic news this week with Robin Williams. And because of that, we got Dr. Mark, I'm going to say it wrong, I know, M-A-G-G-I-O, Maggio? Yeah. Sweet dude, loves the Lord. He is an expert in talking suicide prevention, intervention. And so we're going to have him on tomorrow morning talking about that very thing because, man, it's obviously very, very real and needs to be discussed because, you know, after you hear stories like that, people crying out for help, Robin Williams, it's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to have him in tomorrow morning to talk about that very thing. Sorry, I totally derailed us.
No, it's okay. We needed to talk about that.
Okay.
And we need to talk about traffic, too.
Boom!
There is something going on. There's an overturned vehicle. The left lane's blocked. I-25 at Isleta exit.
Whoa.
Overturned vehicle and the left lane is blocked. It looks like if you are northbound on 25, it's starting to slow down pretty hardcore. Also, we have road construction. The roadways reduced to 2 lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And we have road construction at I-25 and Paseo. Hopefully you know about that. And if you didn't, then your route to school has been ruined, and you should have planned better, because now it's time to transition to birthdays with Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Sup?
How's it going?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Glad to hear you.
I'm glad to hear you.
I'm glad to hear you first.
Today is August the 13th, 2014, day 225. There are 140 days remaining. Today's birthdays is brought to you in part by rain. Liquid water in the form of droplets that have condensed from atmospheric water vapor and then precipitated, a major component of the water cycle and responsible for depositing most of the fresh water on the earth.
Amen.
Thank you, rain.
Thanks, rain.
Rain, you are the best.
Purple rain. Speaking of purple rain, it's Joey Belleville's birthday today. Joey B from the Echoing Green.
Oh my gosh, it's Cody Drigger's birthday. Cody from The Wedding and Project 86.
Expensive.
No, there's more. There's way more. I have to look this up. I have like 20 friends with birthdays today.
Gosh.
Such as your friend, an American actor and director best known for his role as Roger Sterling on AMC's series Mad Men.
Oh, what is his name?
I've never seen the show.
He's one of the best parts of the show.
The gray-haired dude?
Yes. I don't know his name, but he's awesome.
John Slattery.
John Slattery. Okay. Yeah, okay.
58.
62.
He is 52 years old.
Oh man.
Premature grave.
Next up.
The right person.
It's okay.
An American radio, television personality, comedian, professional wrestler, and former child actor.
Steve-O Jeter.
The younger child came to be famous for his role in the 1970s sitcom / television series The Partridge Family.
What is that guy's name? Bonaducci.
Bonaducci,
yes.
That's it.
Danny Bonaducci.
I almost said Yamaguchi.
Yamaguchi.
Christy Yamaguchi is a figure skater.
Tamagotchi. That's what I was thinking of.
Danny Tamagotchi. Come on, get happy.
He's like 50.
54.
55 years old.
Snappity snoo.
So close.
Ha.
Next up.
Snappity snoo.
Yeah.
The dictator of Cuba.
Oh, Fidel Castro.
Yes.
There's a picture of Dave Stovall on the internet when we played at Cornerstone in 2009. I think it could be 2010. And he had shaved into just a handlebar mustache. And he's wearing like a vest and a button-up shirt. And he's going, ah! And he looks like Fidel Castro.
Dude's like 70.
He is, I think he's like 75.
He is 88 years old
today. Dang, dude.
And the final birthday.
He's not going to be around much
longer. What a terrible birthday. What? Andrew Lincoln.
No.
She's
best known for a role as Beth Green.
Beth. I don't know her real name.
One of Herschel's daughters.
Oh, yeah. The blonde one?
Yes.
What's her name? I don't remember.
Emily Kinney.
There you go. Oh, man.
This theme song gives me anxiety.
For my birthday, I got The Walking Dead Risk. And so, imagine Risk, right? Which I actually prefer this because Risk takes forever and it's kind of boring. This one, it's like, hey, everybody, you take territories. And then every single turn you flip a card, it's like, zombies invaded this territory! You gotta fight the zombies first!
Zombies are cool.
And then you gotta fight zombies! And then you get to try and attack, but it's too late because you're already fighting zombies. It's nuts. And that game only lasted like 30 minutes before the apocalypse happened and we were all wiped out. It was crazy.
That sounds really cool, and I love it.
Yeah, you played it.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, you were there.
I blacked out. I've been gone for a week and a half.
Yeah, no, you were there.
I got abducted to the future.
You were Rick's group.
I think future people came back and took me to the future. I have so much knowledge.
No way!
Yes, let me tell you guys, hoverboards come out in 3 years.
Yes.
It's not that long to wait.
2017, y'all.
It's awesome.
2017.
But they come out with the scooter extension first.
Oh, no.
But people need that. They have to learn how to...
But it doesn't make sense. Why would you buy it first?
I hoverboard to work.
Oh,
it's the best future possible.
So great.
The United States isn't there anymore, but hoverboards are real.
That's good.
It's pretty cool.
Cool, man. Good.
We go by a different name.
Poor Doug.
Sorry, Doug.
No, you're good.
Trying so hard.
Did you guess?
23.
26.
She is 29 years old.
Dang it.
Oh, wow.
She almost my age, y'all. That's crazy.
On two dates. On this day and what year? Walt Disney's animated feature, Bambi, premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York.
This movie's stupid. Just makes my eyes do weird things. 19
Bambi. Think about it. Bambi is one of the saddest Disney movies ever made.
Okay, Snow White was first. That was the first animated feature.
Fantasia's up in that mix somewhere. Cinderella's back there.
Was Bambi part of this regime?
Maybe it was third. But Fantasia's really early.
Yeah.
And then there's some other movies that... 1948, I don't know.
1942.
Ah!
In this day, in what year? The first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place with the help of Echo One, a balloon satellite.
A balloon.
That's how the NSA originally, like, listened in on your phone call.
I think somebody's listening.
They're down. I can hear them.
Oh, Lord, who put Marty on phone detail again? He breathes so hard. We're a brand new organization. We're supposed to be National Security Agency. Who hired Marty? Listen to this feed.
Hey, are you breathing out? Is that somebody on the, is there somebody else?
No, it ain't me here. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still, no, I'm alone. There's nobody else on the line. Yeah, nobody else. I don't know.
Maybe one of the kids got on the phone, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear that? It sounds like breathing. I don't know.
Hold on, let me check, girl. No, I don't hear anything. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So anyway, I told her. Do you hear that? Are you sure?
1974.
1959.
1960.
Oh, wow!
You were right there.
It's right there.
On this day in what year, Berlin was divided as East Germany sealed off the border between the city's eastern and western sectors in order to halt the flight of refugees.
Oh, when was it divided?
Man, I was just reading. No, it was way later, though, then.
Wait, were you reading about when the wall came down or when the wall
came
up?
No, wall came down. That was... Wait.
That was during...
As Reagan.
Yeah.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, but I thought that was Russia.
No, it's... No.
Well,
in Berlin...
Russians had control.
Berlin, Russia. Berlin, China. Berlin...
No, Mikhail Gorbachev, he was the dude with the birthmark on his head.
Tear down this wall, Mr.
Yeah. He was telling Gorbachev.
That
why
was,
would he tell the Russian
in
dude
Germany
to tear down the German
it
wall?
It was in Germany.
We just passed the anniversary of that.
Doug, correct our friend.
I'm going to say, well, obviously it was during the Cold War, so it was in the 30s.
Right.
I'm a huge history buff.
Continue.
So glad today's the first day of school.
Me too.
I need to learn things. 61.
68.
1961 is correct.
Yeah! I'm no dummy. I just act like one on radio.
Yeah, dummy.
Speaking of 1961, on this day in what year, baseball Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle died of liver cancer at 63.
Ooh.
He said 61 because he hit 61 home runs, not because it was 1961.
He attempted to go for 61.
He attempted, sorry. Wait, who died?
Maris beat him.
Who died?
Mickey Mantle.
Oh, Mickey Mantle. My bad. I was thinking of Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
Mickey Mantle.
New York. 1980?
1976.
1995.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know anything.
I don't either, apparently.
On this day in what year, the 28th Summer Olympic Games opened in Athens, Greece?
The 28th. What are we up to now? Summer Games. I wish I paid attention to little man. What's his name?
Nope.
The pink eye. The little guy.
Rocket?
Bob Costas. Yeah.
Double pink eye.
Welcome back to the 37th.
I don't know what we're up to.
I apologize for the Eye of Sauron.
Poor guy. It was really weird.
What if during the thing he'd have looked over, he'd have heard someone said, "Hey, shut up." And then the person kept talking and he went,
oh.
He shot an eye laser out. He's like, "Don't mess with Costas. He's got an eye laser."
I'm going to say 96.
I'm going to say 1997.
2004.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Shut up, apparently. Doug. You're the best.
On to number one songs.
Ooh. You ain't
nothing but okay.
1955.
No, wait. This one was number one?
Yep.
Ah, crap! It was his first number one hit.
1955.
And no! Gosh, it's either 54 or 56, and it's not 55. I'm gonna... Ah! Man, I want to say 54, but I'm going to say 56.
56 is correct.
Yeah!
Today is Lucky Leader's Day.
He did it.
It is Filet Mignon Day. And it is back to school for all you kiddos out there.
Hound Dog was Elvis' first number one hit, y'all.
Yeah.
I know the king.
He knows him.
Yesterday, who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody about you being from it was at Astro Zombies when I was picking up comic books.
Yeah.
And they're like, so if I told him Elvis sucks, would he freak out? And I said, no, he would not. I would!
That's right.
Because I'm the biggest Elvis fan!
You are.
You would freak out too. Elvis doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck.
Elvis is the king, man.
King of rock and roll.
Yeah, they were like, he's from Tennessee, right? It's like, well, no, he's from Tupelo, Mississippi.
That's right.
Birthplace of the king. And he goes,
who said this? Max or Scooter?
Will. It was Will.
Will.
Yes.
Come on, Will.
He was asking questions at that Astro Zombies. Speaking of Astro Zombies, comic shop here in Albuquerque, they sponsor our Comics Corner, which happens every single Wednesday at 8 a.m. That's an hour from now.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about, including our actual official review of the number one movie in America right now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
We got to talk about it.
Gross.
We got to do it. It's the first day of school right around the corner. We got some Bella Reeve. We've got the return of Planet of the APS. It's coming up.
Return of the Mac.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
M88.
Static.
Traffic, y'all. It's coming in strong.
See what y'all been doing out there this morning. What y'all been doing?
Earlier, we had an overturned vehicle. It looks like that might have been cleared. Nope, still there. Overturned vehicle, left lane blocked. I-25 at Isleta exit. If you are northbound on 25, a little south of that exit, you are slowing down because of the overturned vehicle. Also, we have construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Roadway is reduced to two lanes. And we have construction I-25 in Paseo. No other things to report on this map. If you see something that we don't talk about and you feel so inclined, give us a call or send us an email or just think about it really hard and try to communicate telepathically. Because who knows, it might work.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Earlier this week, we were talking about a radio station in Canada that changed all of their songs to two-minute song format.
Bunch of jerks.
Yeah. They edited everything down so the hits, they could play twice as many hits. And we asked the big question, hey, if there was one thing you could change about static radio, what would it be? Had a couple people comment and say Planet of the APS, an old segment we did back in the day reading the lunch menu. And being the first day of school, we thought, why not?
Why not?
Shall we bring in our friends?
Do it.
It's time.
And now, the Planet of the APS. The lunch menu of the Albuquerque Public School System. Read by Al Akart. Behold his genius!
Good morning, my children. Welcome to Planet of the APS. It has been some time. Today's lunch menu, we have a bean and cheese burrito.
Hang on just one moment.
What is this interruption?
My name is Barry, and I'm here to represent those people that have allergies and whatnot.
Okay.
So for everything that you read, Al, I'm going to read whether or not it has allergens in it. Because most of these things have allergies in them. And here's the thing, guys. If you want to be gluten-free and pain-free and sickness-free, then you need to listen to me, Barry.
I guess.
That's right, old man. Okay. You're living in the past, and it's time for us to cover the futuristic menu of right now.
So we have a bean and cheese burrito. It features salsa.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else it features. Dairy, soy, wheat gluten. So look out.
Right. Okay. We also have the fruit juice rounds with dip. We have some fantastic things for lunch. It's children, man. I mean, come on.
That's right. It's children. It's important for children to eat great because if they're eating a bunch of allergy foods, they're going to grow up and be obese like you, Al. They're going to be sick all the time. I'm here trying. I'm the protector of all the children in the APS, and you're just a jerk.
Do I have to contend with you every day?
I don't know. Do you have something you need to spit up out of your throat? You sound like you have a cold.
I was excited to share the lunch menu. I didn't realize it got so complicated.
It's been complicated in the future, Al!
Well, that was different. Hey, man.
Hey.
That was crazy.
What happened?
I have no idea. Some old dude was just about to fight some weird pretentious
guy. You know who
guy.
That was. That was Barry.
Barry?
Barry's the worst.
Oh, gosh.
Barry used to pop up in the Waverly van.
Oh, okay.
And he was a jerk to Dave Stovall.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
But he eats clean, I'll tell you that much.
Shout out to everybody who wanted that back. It's the first day of school. Our friends Alucard and Barry, they're off to therapy.
Yep.
Ways.
Gluten-free therapy.
Circa 2010.
Yeah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. I never thought I'd be traveling through the country just to try with only music. Reliant K, therapy.
Therapy.
Static Radio, good morning.
I need therapy from working here.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Just a couple of buddies, not kissing friends.
What?
That's what our picture said yesterday. Who wrote that? Probably you.
Oh, weirdo.
You're a weirdo. Stand Everybody by. Knows it.
I feel like you have to do that.
Toot
it
noises.
Doesn't matter if you're in your car. It doesn't matter where you are. You have to clap. Hopefully yep. You clapped with us.
Just doesn't now. Matter if you're in your car, where you are, if you're near or far, you blew a tar, you got to clap.
Oh, man. Employees of a Corsicana Walmart?
Cool.
Yeah. We're a little surprised this week when they found a 14-year-old boy had been living in the store for days.
This is the dream of a lifetime.
Now, here's the thing. He wasn't just, like, hiding out in the clothing. You know, like, when you were a kid and you had to go, like, shopping with your mom and it was the worst. And so, of course, immediately those circular clothing racks became, like, your fort.
Yeah.
That's how me and my brother did
yep.
it. That's the best way to do it. I mean, let's
that
be
is
honest,
the best
guys.
Way.
Come on. There's nothing else to do when you're stuck shopping with your mom. She's wanting to look at dresses. You're wanting to turn the dress rack into a crazy fort where you throw grenades out of the center, i.e. socks.
Mm-hmm.
It's real life.
Yeah.
It's real life. Teen wasn't just hiding out in the store like that, though.
No.
He had built a secret hidden compound.
Yes. Gosh, this is awesome. This is my dream when I was a kid.
He rocked this joint for 4 days.
This is like the episode of Saved by the Bell when they camp out in the sporting goods store at the mall so they can get tickets to U2
yeah,
or
you remember
something.
Mannequin, the movie Mannequin?
Yes.
It was like the coolest dream in the world.
Do you remember the TV show Today Special that used
no.
to come on Nickelodeon?
What? No.
It was about a store and at night when the janitor...
The mannequin came alive!
Yep.
Did you put the hat on though?
Yep.
And when you took the hat off... Oh my gosh,
today's
I forgot
special.
That show!
Yep, today's special. Came on every morning.
I totally forgot that show.
It's real. It's real.
Wait, 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 wait.
Kids, mannequins come to life at night, and if you're ever trapped in the mall, they're going to get you.
But if you put the hat back on, he becomes a mannequin or something like that? Wasn't it like...
I think.
How did that work?
It was magic. It was kind of Frosty the Snowman.
But I thought, like, he could turn back into the mannequin. The hat.
Maybe it was a timed thing. Maybe it was at like midnight to 6 a.m. or something.
See, I thought it was just his hat. I thought his hat, like,
could have been his hat. We can figure it out. We have this resource called the internet. Hang on, let me look. Today's special.
While you're doing that, this teenager hung out for 4 days, 14 years old, at Walmart.
This is the best.
CBS 11 News obtained the photos of his two, not one, but two campsites at this Walmart. One of them was on the aisle carrying baby products.
Amen.
Behind boxes of strollers. The other was behind stacks of paper towels and toilet paper.
Mm. Okay. Ample supply.
Here's the crazy thing. Walmart, they were interviewing people at Walmart, and this one lady said, "You never expect you at Walmart, someone been living there for 3 to 4 days. That crazy."
Yeah.
That's really what it says. That crazy. I read it exactly
that
like
crazy.
Yeah. So, customers walked down the aisles where the teen was living. They never even noticed his two hidden compounds were there. He rocked store necessities. Mm-hmm. He slept in a makeshift bed.
Amen.
He ate items taken from inside the store.
Best thing in
so
this
here's
world.
The deal. He made a crack in the back wall of the drink aisle to grab juice.
Yes.
He even collected a fish from the pet department for his little bungalow, if you will.
God, this is incredible.
Yeah. Let's see. He rocked clothing. He would change in and out of every few hours to avoid detection so that nobody would notice. He was so concerned about being caught that he wore diapers instead of actually using the store bathroom because he didn't want to have to sneak out to use the bathroom because then be like, wait, did that kid just come out from behind the strollers?
Man, I bet it was stinky over there.
Well, it was the baby aisle, so I guess if there's... He just knew, man. Camouflage.
Some kid took a poop on this aisle.
You know,
I know it.
You know there were times where he was like sitting back there, hiding behind there, rocking diapers.
This was in Texas.
Of course. Being stinky. And then he hears the mom conversation of, Marcus, did you just poop?
Marcus,
did you just toot? Did you just let? Do you need to use the potty? No, Mom, I swear. No, I smell it.
Little
Don't you
Marcus,
lie to me, little Marcus.
Little Marcus, have you lost control of your faculties again?
No,
you just
like,
went at home.
Camping out behind the strollers, like, oh crap.
Oh, Marcus, what did you eat?
Literally,
Marcus, it smells like old meat and mothballs.
Mom, it wasn't me. I promise. Okay.
Marcus, you're grounded.
No, I swear, Mom,
you
it wasn't me.
You are grounded.
Poor Marcus. Little baby Marcus was just like bummed out. Like, I didn't fart. Is Mama... Now this kid's got a complex because he thinks his mom is farting and blaming him. When
Mom,
in reality,
that's you!
There
it's
was
not me.
14-year-old living behind the strollers and diapers! Sources said the 14-year-old, was so concerned about being caught, he would change his clothes every 4 hours. He wore diapers. Eventually, a trash trail led to his discovery.
Mm.
Yeah, police were called. They released the boy to the custody of relatives.
What you been doing? Living at Walmart.
Child Protective Services says the boy lives with some relatives, but was visiting other relatives when he disappeared. He tried to run out of the store when he was discovered, but of course the police caught him because that's how they do. There's no indication that Walmart plans to file criminal charges at this point.
Right.
What is that?
That's how Wednesday feels.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Dude.
Coolest story ever told. The greatest story ever told. This kid in the Corsicana Walmart that lived there for 4 days.
Oh, man.
Undetected.
That's all, of all places to live, man.
That's the perfect place.
I don't like being in Walmart for more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, but if you lived there, you would never need anything.
Ugh.
For years, possibly. Think of all
Gross.
The canned goods.
Yeah, but ugh.
That's where I'm going.
I'm not zombie apocalypse.
That's where I'm going.
You would think of all places to camp out. If you could hide out anywhere, you'd pick Walmart, really?
What else would
You're
you need
out for 4 days? Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's just kind of I don't know.
Yeah, where
at
would you pick?
At least if you were at like one of those bulk places, everything would just be econo,
a Costco,
one of those
Sam's or something. I don't know because no. I think I would
for
pick...
For me, I don't know.
For me, it would be you would want to go where it was busier. And as busy as those bulk stores are...
See, I'm not thinking busy.
Well, that's how you go undetected.
Oh.
That's how you stay.
I was thinking, like, as a kid, I would probably be like, no, I wouldn't want to be in, like, a video game store because I could play video games all the time.
And then you die of starvation. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat the Wii games.
I'm 14. I'm not thinking that far ahead,
Mateo. This kid did.
Yeah, obviously.
And he chose Walmart.
Gosh, that's crazy.
That's right.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static! Hey!
Did we lose him?
Pull boy. Did we lose pull boy?
Did we lose?
Hey. Yep.
You have bad signal.
What?
You have bad signal, friend.
Hang up.
Bing, we love you. Goodbye.
Niner. We haven't heard from pull boy from Las Cruces in a while, man. Busy summer.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in. Teenager camping out at Walmart.
You know why we couldn't talk to him?
Why?
Because the NSA heard us making fun of him. They were like, oh, they went after Marty. You know policy.
Static!
Yo!
What up?
Hi, dude. This kid, right?
Yeah.
You know what I pictured?
What?
And I just seen this movie. I pictured him as Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. Just coming out of Walmart like, what's up? So, yeah, dude, he's a straight G.
That's incredible.
All right, guys, I love you, man.
Love you, too. A straight G.
Straight G.
14-year-old straight G.
Just living in Walmart for free.
Gosh.
Inspiring people like me.
No, dude, you're not living in Walmart.
I'm going to do it.
Man, Dawn needs to come home.
No, I'm going to go.
She goes out of town and does some shows and stuff.
I will go. I will live in Walmart. Beans and Panda will protect the house, the homestead.
Yes.
I just need to see if maybe there's a record. Maybe he holds the record for living in a Walmart undetected, and maybe it needs to be beaten.
I wonder if you could even, like, contact.
And there's only one man that can beat him, and that's me, and possibly Doug. Doug, I'm going to need you. Doug's ready for the challenge.
I will say this. Today is Joey Belleville's birthday. Yep. Dear friend of ours. Joey, frontman for the Echoing Green, who will be here September 18th with Five Iron Frenzy.
When do those tickets go on sale?
Friday.
This Friday?
This Friday, tickets go on sale at our website, mystaticradio.com. You better get them because we did a pre-sale for our Static Fanatics. If you're a Static Fanatic and you don't know what we're talking about, dude, go check your email.
Yeah, go check your email because they are already flying.
Yes, they are. I'm telling you right now, this isn't one of those Landa Magnani you can wait things.
Nope.
If you want to see Five Iron Frenzy, tickets go on sale this Friday. I highly recommend buying them when they go on sale because I have a feeling they're not going to last through the weekend. So we've had a lot of response for this show. Did I mention it's the cheapest ticket in the nation for this tour for them? So
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And it's a smaller venue. It's the Lobo Theater. It's a nice, intimate venue. So capacity is going to be filled out really quickly, I believe.
Fairly quickly.
All that to say, I was talking to Joey Belleville. Me and him one time, we camped out here for 3 days.
What?
Broadcasted live in the studio. We tried to, like, stay awake 24/7 for a few days. That was an adventure. Maybe we can try and do that.
Did you guys hate each other at
the end? We don't have to be at Walmart. No, it was cool. We just wanted to sleep. I'm pretty sure I slept for, like, 2 days straight after that.
You know what? If we were going to do that, we would need to bring in Coon.
Coon?
To
try and keep us awake?
We would need to bring him in.
Oh.
He would help us live. And if things went south, you know, we would have, like, shelter, food.
Yeah.
Because he would be here. We would probably have to, you know.
Oh, no.
Like, tauntaun him, but.
What?
That's the way to live, man.
Is
you
that
gotta,
why you pick Coon? Because he's our chubby friends. We'd have meat for days.
That's exactly why.
Oh, my God.
You gotta prioritize in these situations.
Coon-matic.
It's okay.
So sad.
Coon-matic. The food for static. Cannibalism. It's wrong. Don't do it.
Static!
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
What up?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just living the dream.
Light convos about cannibalism. Yeah. Killing our friends. Go ahead.
That's awesome. I mean, that's bad.
What?
Bad. What?
That's awesome. Wait. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Wait. What's going on?
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
I am driving home.
How do you feel about this kid that lived in Walmart?
I think that's pretty awesome. Me and my friends did that when I was younger.
What?
Well, we didn't camp out. Well, however, let me put it this way. It was when I was younger building my testimony. and we'd stay in Walmart and just play video games.
But and you didn't, sleep there.
You didn't sleep there.
We did not sleep there, no.
Okay.
This sounds like you're like, yeah, we used to do that. You did? Well, no, not at all, but almost.
No, not at all. Yeah,
I think that's pretty awesome, except for the diapers part.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. That's the best part.
Stop it right now. Had a little diaper genie hidden in the corner.
That's what you need.
No!
Maybe he found a way to recycle.
The diaper genie.
Gosh, the diaper genie does not work.
Yes, it does. Every day.
It just smells like, ugh.
I love diapers
now. All right. Song request.
Give you guys a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Southbound I-25 at Isleta. I don't know what's going on, but it's backed up.
Oh, no.
That's that overturned vehicle.
Yeah. Sad news.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, actually, northbound.
Northbound, yeah.
Overturned.
The map is showing northbound.
Yeah. So there you go.
But right there's an overturned
vehicle. Did you guys see anything about that Grim Reaper in the cemetery of Gibson last night or something?
What?
What? No.
You guys didn't check that out?
Producer
Google
Doug
it.
Doug is, like, nodding like, glorious, hey, I know what you mean.
He's going to get us the info.
And now we're like, Producer Doug, you failed us. So, yeah, we have to go.
Yeah, you guys got to check that out.
We have to go fire him again for the third time. So there you go. We'll go check it out.
Oh, my gosh, that reminds
me.
All right.
Thanks, Colin.
Can I hear some chainsaw?
Chainsaw.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
All right. Got it. Can do. There it is.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
You know, Doug got, quote unquote, fired the other day.
Right.
And somebody on Twitter is not getting.
I even commented back.
I know, and they're
not
getting it.
I commented back saying,
so,
hey, no, it was part of, they had to, quote unquote, let him go so Mitch could come back. It was just because he was doing the show.
Doug, you have someone praying for you to get a job.
Yeah, on Twitter. And we're like, no, it's because,
no,
never mind.
It's, well, here's the thing. At ABQMAC, ABQ Mac, you know who you are. He's not fired.
He's not fired. He's
it
here
was
every
a joke.
Day.
Go back and read Steve-O's tweet to you because fired was in quotation marks.
Right.
It was. Never mind.
I don't even know.
He's fine.
8 o'clock hour. It's Comics Corner. On the way, also got some bravery for you. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, real quick, let's do a traffic update.
Yeah, just before 8 o'clock, but impromptu traffic, it is importante.
Muy. Muy. It's muy importante.
True dad.
Muy. Muy.
Oh my God.
Stalling. There's been an accident on Paseo. That left lane's blocked. Paseo del Norte East at 2nd.
Mm-mm.
We know this because our boy Daniel, DJ Boss Man Dan.
Yeah.
He, aside from being mean, he texted in and said that it's like slow goings on Paseo.
Mm.
More like Paseo slow, Doug. Am I right? Yeah, Doug thinks I'm always right.
Paseo no.
Just say no to Paseo.
Gosh.
Yeah, and of course there's a construction at 25 in Paseo to report. Also, south of town, there's an overturned vehicle. And like we heard from our caller a while ago, I-25 at Isleta. If you're northbound on I-25 south of Isleta, then it's slow. Also, road construction, the roadways reduced to 2 lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard southwest. So again, Paseo del Norte east. At 2nd Street, there's been an accident, and the left lane is blocked. So good luck out there, friends. That is your impromptu look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
At some point, he
what?
Or she will come for you.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's a good, for the kids out there, that's good that they know that.
Are you fireproof?
I am. Pillar said I was.
Right. So we got this story. Jet Sky and Rio called in earlier and was like, dude, Grim Reaper in the cemetery in Albuquerque. And we're like, what? We live in Albuquerque. How have we not heard about the story? And Producer Doug's like, I've heard about the story. And we're like, you've heard about the story? And he's like, I've heard about the story. And
Doug
like,
knows everything.
Tell us his story.
Doug is the man.
For the band. For the band.
For the band.
Local cemetery gave people the creeps this week, apparently.
Ooh.
There was a Grim Reaper on the eve of the supermoon. at San Jose del El Rosario Cemetery. Gibson and I-25. Yeah. There was a large, freaky figure that was scaring people. Tall, dark figure standing in the cemetery entrance, wearing a black cloak over a white dress, the person's face covered. Creepy. Mm-hmm. Imagine driving by a cemetery and seeing that image.
No.
Michelle Gonzalez, a passerby who talked to KRQE News 13, said that it was weird, it was scary, it was unusual. At first, I thought it was just an accident, but then noticed people were starting to get out of their vehicles. So there was like a jam going on. People were like bottlenecking it. So she got out of her car too. She saw this freaky figure. She said, quote, "He was just standing there holding something green. It was weird."
Was it green chili?
I don't know, dude. Inhabitants of Berkey, their Facebook page, they posted photos. It's been shared more than 150 times.
Well, I'm trying to find a photo, but all I can find is that this computer gets crappier and crappier every day.
People were saying it was the angel of death. It was weird stuff. They didn't know what to do. The San Jose Cemetery sits right off the freeway. Whoa.
I will say that is a bag of green chili.
Turns out it was a Jedi. At night. Yeah. Oh. It was just a Jedi in a hooded cloak. No worries.
No worries, guys. Jedis are good.
Jedis are good.
They're here to defend you.
Paying their respects to all the little kids that were taken out during Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Anakin, you jerk. Yeah, nobody knows, really. It was just a dude dressed in a cloak. Maybe a lady, I don't know. Wearing a white dress. Witnesses said firefighters, police officers responded, but they didn't confirm they were there, so what were they doing? Only the dude under the cloak knows, because nobody took the time.
Wait, it's not really a Jedi. You were kidding.
No, it's not really a Jedi.
Okay, that's scary, guys. I wish it would have been a Jedi.
It's a dude in a cloak. I don't know.
But I was excited because I thought, oh, that's funny. We thought it was a Grim Reaper, but it was actually just a guy dressed as a Jedi honoring a dead relative who loves Star Wars. But no, the article says, no, it was creepy.
Sorry, no, it was real. Maybe it was the Emperor.
Witnesses say ABQ firefighters and police officers responded, but APD has not confirmed they were there.
Gosh. One witness said she saw the figure dancing around a grave. What? Another witness posted on Facebook the cloaked figure was taken into custody. But APD said, no, we didn't take anybody into custody. Stop it.
Stop it, you dummy.
Albuquerque, stop being stupid.
One guy said, seriously, maybe it's the angel of death.
Ugh. People were freaking out. It was a dude dressed in a cloak. Yet nobody took a second to go up to him and go, hey bro, hi, you're in the cemetery. What you doing, man?
What if it really was the angel of death? How crazy would that be?
Why would the angel of death be visiting a cemetery? Everybody in the cemetery is already dead.
Or am they? Yeah, buried alive, Doug. Doug! Gosh. Terrifying stuff, man.
This is not real life.
This is nuts. Just think about it. There you are, sleeping in your bed. Everything's normal. Next thing, you're like, wait a second, this isn't my bed. Why is the ceiling inches above my... I'm in a grave. I am buried alive. Who put me here? What was the plot of this nefarious enemy? How did I get here?
It was the Jedi.
Oh, that's creepy stuff, man.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like an everyday Tuesday to me.
Speaking of Jedi and Grim Reapers and nerdiness, Comics Corner is coming up.
Yay.
In just a few moments.
Yeah,
of course, our favorite time of the week.
Comics
We're going to be reviewing
cool.
some comics. We're going to be reviewing the number one movie in America right now.
Movie.
Our thoughts on that. That's also coming up, as well as The Last Royals. Also some Gunger right after this. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Mal!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up! It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Wake up! On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
It's time for another generous look at traffic.
Yeah!
By generous, I mean telling you about stuff. Accident left lane block, Paseo del Norte East at 2nd Avenue. DJ Bossman Dan did finally make it to work, so that's good. But he said it was pretty congested.
Yeah.
This, of course, is the precursor to the construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. Also,
We have construction. The roadways reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest and a little bit south of the city. An overturned vehicle left lane blocked I-25 at Isleta exit. And that's been going on all morning, and it's still rocking. So be careful out there, friends. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Coffee shop here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
Coffee.
Man,
it's good.
It's Wednesday.
Who usually comes in on Wednesday's mornings that did not join us today?
Wait.
Don't we usually have somebody come in and talk to us?
I was thinking Max. I'm like, Max?
No.
No, Thursday.
For some reason, I thought we usually had somebody come in Wednesday mornings, but maybe not. Maybe that's a different day.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know. I'm so
Were
confused.
You thinking of Caleb from yesterday?
Life
from
is a blur.
From skate park?
Caleb don't know me.
He don't... Can we do our segment?
I'm trying to.
This is the best. It's our favorite time of the week.
Yep.
Favorite day of the week.
Favorite day.
I'm just going to keep yelling until the bumper hits. You ready?
Hello.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comic Corner, and I really want to read them, and I really, really go, and I really, really need them, and I haven't seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and I really want to read them one time because he's a girl.
Comic Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Time for Comics Corner!
The people will know Doug's true gender. It will happen. There's no confusion right here, Doug. I got you, friend. Yep. You wanna kiss me?
Welcome to Comics Corner. It's Wednesday, which means comic book day.
Yeah!
We do this week in and week out. Comics Corner, of course, sponsored by Astro Zombies.
Zombie, zombie!
3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
Zombie.
Here in Albuquerque. AstroZombies.com or, of course, 232-7800. That's 232-7800 for Astro Zombies.
Yeah!
Was there yesterday hoping to see a celebrity.
Nobody.
No, Josh Brolin was there earlier.
You did see one celebrity. My boy Scooter.
Oh, yeah.
You saw another celebrity. My boy Max.
Yeah.
And another. I saw Will. My boy Will.
Yeah.
Did you see Mike?
No, I didn't see Mike.
Mike's my boy, too. But you didn't see him.
Yeah, I was there. Josh Brolin in town filming some stuff, and he actually went in there to buy some Thanos source material so that he could get prepared for the next Marvel movie.
He's getting all learnt up. Getting all learnt and whatnot. We got quite a few good books this week, and a couple of randoms, because sometimes when you are a comic store owner, mm-hmm. you order books, and then for some reason they don't come in, which kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But luckily, our boys know what we like, and they're like, hey, this didn't come in, and this didn't come in, but we got you, because try these. Now, which books were we going to cover that did not come in? There were two.
Avengers World.
Avengers World.
Nova Special.
Nova Special. Both
Nova
Marvel
Special.
Books.
Yeah.
And they didn't come in, which
Sadness.
Is unfortunate.
Sadness!
But it's cool.
Whoops. That was weird. Space music. I didn't mean to do that.
How could you do that?
Why do I not have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song in here?
I don't know.
How do I not have that? Douglas, I need the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song. Stat!
Make it happen,
I need it to
baby.
Play.
Doug,
stat!
You're a doctor, and the only cure for this is to tell people your true gender.
He's Doug? Doug is actually Doug? A caterpillar. I want everybody to know this. He is neither boy nor girl nor human nor horse. He is a caterpillar.
15 minutes.
What is that?
It's 15 minutes can save you a lot if you buckle up like a dummy. This is your brain
man.
On drugs.
It's comic
Any questions?
Order. Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Last Friday, the release of now the number one movie in America. I gotta be honest. My bad. We thought it was gonna tank. We weren't sure it was going to do good. What did you do?
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, man.
Watch out for this guy.
This has been the worst produced segment we've ever had for Comics Corner.
No, man, it's cool.
What the crap?
That was an accident.
Oh, man.
Those things happen.
They do.
Get a grip. You heard him.
Oh, man. I'm trying. Number one movie in America right now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We thought it was going to tank.
I'm surprised.
We honestly thought Guardians of the Galaxy was going to blow it out of the water, and somehow, some way, it's the number one movie in America. It's garnering A's across the board with children audiences.
Say that. With children.
Kid audiences are giving it an A. That's a big deal. Frozen. You know, when kids like something.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It becomes ginormous.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Frozen wasn't just liked by children. Adults liked it, too.
It depends on who you talk to.
You haven't seen it.
I was talking to Max yesterday, who says that is hands down the worst Disney movie he's ever seen.
Max also doesn't like good things.
I'm serious. I was like, what? Yeah. Max, what are you talking about? He said, that princess is so helpless and stupid. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
You're the first person I've ever met to say these things. Tell me more.
Number one, he overanalyzed it. Number two,
destroyed it.
He doesn't like Scott Snyder from Batman.
Yeah.
He doesn't like things that are good.
That's true.
So you can trust his opinion, but I don't.
I was shocked.
But the thing with that, though, I disagree. I think you can watch Frozen and appreciate it if you're an adult. Now, with Ninja Turtles, it's geared towards children.
It is.
Because it's got an A cinema score across the board as far as
child
audiences. But then...
looking at the grown-ups, gross.
Now, Rotten Tomatoes is a website that has become, in its own right, a credible source when it comes to rating a movie.
Yeah.
And so we have audience, 62% liked Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Most of that is a child-based audience.
Yeah.
Probably parents taking kids.
Yeah.
But overall, it's got a 20% rating.
Gosh.
Now compare this with our boys in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Woo.
Guardians has a 92% rating, meaning like out of 100. And it had 96% of the audience liked it. And that's more of a across-the-board audience rather than just children.
Exactly.
But I'll say this. We probably would have enjoyed it more if Jack and Luke would have come with us.
Yeah, a lot of our friends with kids who have seen it have said, it was amazing! And we're like, did you see the same Ninja Turtles movie
that we
saw?
Yeah, did you see that one that we saw?
And said... and we go, did you take your kids? And they go, yeah, of course I took my kids. And we go, right, that's why. We went and screened it first because we wanted to ensure it was
okay
for kids. You don't.
Transformers.
It's Michael Bay.
Yeah, Transformers.
It's Megan Fox. Yeah. So it's one of those things where we wanted to screen it first because that's how we do. Because you don't want to just expose your kids to everything based upon somebody else saying, oh, yeah, totally cool, man. You're like, partial nudity, bro.
Hey.
Language. None of that in this, actually. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, on a kid level, I will say, it is very kid-friendly. Of course, it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're fighting, so there is some violence. There's no blood. There's nothing like that. There's not a lot with that. I felt like I was watching a video game.
Yep. That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah,
it's like we were watching the film, or not the film, the animated scenes in a video game.
It was not our favorite, guys. So we're sorry,
but I think
we know a lot of people loved it.
Like my boy Nick took his son Liam and I think his daughter Mia to see it, and he said they had a blast.
They loved it.
Had a blast.
So maybe if you're going with kids, then you'll enjoy it more. But man, I'm gonna punch this song in the face.
I don't like. Let's fade it out.
Yeah.
I think that they kind of messed with the origin a little bit. Here's one problem, too, guys. Let's get into super nerdy side of stuff.
Okay.
Steve-O is currently reading Ninja Turtles,
which he has told me
about it. And the story in the comic right now is unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But it also involves themes. So there, it's total, like, ninja lore, and you know, we know that in the Eastern cultures like that, there's a lot of mystical reincarnation type stuff, and that in the comic book translates really well, because I mean, hey, we're talking about four mutant turtles that are ninjas and happen to be teenagers.
I had a big problem with of course we're analyzing a kids movie here, but
we are.
I had a big problem with the way that they became ninjas and all that.
Yes.
The origin story.
Me too.
Or lack thereof.
It was kind of lame.
There was none depth.
It starts off really good. And this is going to sound crazy. I thought Megan Fox did a great job.
She was the best part of the movie.
She was April O'Neil.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah, if that's any indicator of what's going on. But it starts off kind of cool. There's a connection. They kind of do like a Spider-Man reboot thing.
Yeah.
Where it's more connected.
Mm-hmm.
The villain is connected to April via her father, who is connected to the Turtles because of TGRI. And so there's elements from the old, from the cartoon and from the old movies. Yeah. But to me, the new movie, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
The turtle, Michelangelo is hilarious.
He was amazing.
I thought Will Arnett was great.
Yeah.
I don't care for Whoopi Goldberg. Megan Fox was great. Yeah. I even thought the Shredder was cool. The fight scenes were great. But it really, to me, lacked the charm of the old movies. Now, me and Nick were talking about this at the gym. Probably because when we saw the films, we were children.
Exactly.
And it was
awesome. Oh, if
we went
back and watched now, I'm sure. I wanted to watch the old ones with the kids.
I watched Turtles 2 at some point last year. They had it on Netflix and I was bored. And I was like,
Yeah.
It's kind of like with the Neverending Story when you watched it with your kids and they were like, what?
Yeah.
And then, so it lacked the charm. But I'm sure for Liam, you know, Nick's son, this is just like the quintessential awesome. Because the downside of movies like Guardians of the Galaxy, because adults can relate to the movie, sometimes kids miss out on certain stuff.
Yeah.
But to me, when we saw Guardians, it was like watching Return of the Jedi for the first time.
Absolutely.
It's a charming movie.
Absolutely.
It's hilarious. The story is great. I thought the villain was good. A lot like Max didn't think. I don't think Max thought the villain in Guardians was great. Or not. Maybe not Max. It was somebody else.
There was a few critics that were saying Ronan was a throwaway bad guy,
but
which I was shocked
by
that.
Not to me.
Not to me either.
And we can talk about that later.
Yeah. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the film, it depends. If you're going with your kids, and you just want to have a good time, you're going to have that good time. If you're going expecting depth of any kind or any really coherent story, for that matter, you're not going to get much of that.
Yeah.
It's your cookie cutter, cut and dry kid story. So,
but again, with all of these movies, you're going to watch a story about four turtles that are mutated into ninjas, and their rat friend is their mentor. So, go in with...
Who looked really creepy.
That was another big thing.
I hated Splinter.
Splinter looked weird.
He looked too... this is going to sound dumb. He looked too real. He looked like a giant rat, and it was just like, oh, this is gross.
See,
I don't like you, man.
Splinter was one of the most charming parts of the old movies.
Right.
And he looked like a rat.
Yeah.
But he looked more... He was more of a Yoda-esque character.
He was voiced by Tony Shalhoub. He was my least favorite part of the movie because, you know, growing up as a kid, he always had that Michelangelo. I talk like this because I'm a ninja. And this one, he was more like the Jewish Woody Allen, like overly... To me, he was like that stereotypical Jewish guy
He's
from
New York. Don't take that wrong.
Right.
He personified a stereotype.
Absolutely.
And it threw us off. We were like, wait a second. That's
it was
number one, that's
Woody
not
Allen.
Splinter.
Yeah.
And number two, that's super... that's kind of lame. Like, that's stereotypical. Can they do that?
It really was that stereotypical Woody Allen, you know, the Jewish voice guy. As Splinter.
Yeah, it was weird.
It just threw me way off.
Again, we're overanalyzing a kid's movie. And
that's what we do on Comics Corner.
That's right. If you're a parent and you're going to, you know, you want to take your kids and check out for a couple hours mentally, Ninja Turtles is
the
one.
You
if you want to go take your kids but be engaged in a movie, Guardians is the one.
There you go.
That's what I would say.
All right, moving on. Speaking of Ninja Turtles, here's an interesting thing, and I got another reason why I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the comic book, is one of the best comics I'm reading, and another reason why I'm becoming a bigger fan of IDW. It's an independent comic book publisher. They put out books just like Marvel, just like DC. They don't have the big titles, but they do have, you know, like G.I. Joe,
Transformers,
Ninja Turtles, one of them. This week, the week that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hits theaters, you would think they'd have, you know, like Marvel. Spider-Man's coming out. Well, we better bring Peter Parker back so that we can sell more comics.
And it's happening at DC because Arrow. We've all seen Arrow basically turn into the plot
Absolutely.
Of the TV show.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is one of the best comic books I'm reading, and they don't care. They don't need the movie for their success, so much so that the latest issue does not include the Turtles
Brilliant.
Or Splinter at all.
That's funny.
It is, this is a different cover. I got like a variant cover because Alopex is one of my favorites. The normal cover shows Krang and Shredder on it, and the entire issue is it's the story of Shredder face to face with Krang
enemies who are having a discussion to figure out how they either coexist.
Ooh.
To try and, because both of them want to like rule the world basically, but if one's ruling the world, what's the other person going to do? Mm-hmm. So it's this entire story setting the scene for what is to come in Ninja Turtles. Ooh. No turtles are in it. Splinter's not in it, and it was fantastic. The writing's amazing, and it's really, if you're a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, it's really setting up the future. So even if you haven't, this is actually a point where you could jump on, because if you know the cartoon from a kid, again, Shredder and Krang are here setting the stage for what is to come.
Nice.
In this universe. So really well written, fun comic. I highly recommend starting from the beginning, but it is, again, one of those points where you could actually pick it up. So
that's really cool.
Speaking of movies, based on comics and movies.
Yeah,
and
another IDW. I checked this one out. They have Godzilla.
Our boy Colin Bunn, who is writing Magneto, Sinestro.
Great
writer.
He's
writing some good stuff right now.
Yeah, and
right
he was recently at Astro Zombie signing comics a couple months
Got
ago.
Got to meet him. Cool. It was really cool talking to him about Magneto
Sinestro. What's the one he's writing?
The Sixth Gun?
Yes. Dealt with the more spiritual themes. Is that the one that we...
Oh, no. That was,
what was
the
that?
Western. Oh, what is he writing?
What was that we read and we were like, oh, this was pretty good.
I don't even remember.
Crap.
He's writing a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, he's a great writer, too.
Well, it's interesting because this new Godzilla, there's a brand new Godzilla comic called Godzilla Cataclysm, and it really does actually deal with some spiritual aspects because... if you're a fan of Godzilla, if you saw the recent movie, this comic book is taking place 20 years in the future. Basically, all the monsters came out of the woodwork. They're fighting, battling each other. But imagine from a human perspective what would actually happen if a bunch of building-sized monsters started destroying each other all over the world.
You'd be like, well...
It would have a cataclysmic effect.
Man, I'd want to get off planet. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, good grief. This is like... Beans and Panda fight in my apartment and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
If there were giant monsters walking around destroying everything, I'd be like, what are we doing?
Basically brought everybody back to the Stone Age. There's like no electricity.
Yeah.
People are trying to figure out how to cope. Everybody's living in tents. It's crazy. And the monsters haven't been seen in 20 years. It's 20 years later. Dun, dun, dun. And yet there's been religions formed based upon it because, again, imagine these giant monsters show up and you've to this point believed in God to a different degree because there are, you know, varying religious beliefs in even in this Godzilla comic.
Yes.
And one of them has become these monsters are gods. And so people started worshiping these monsters and what is happening, and it's 20 years later. Are the monsters going to return? It's this really interesting read of the human aspect, because when you go see Godzilla, we went and saw the new Godzilla again this week, actually, and watching it, you're just watching dudes, big old monsters destroy buildings. You're not thinking about it from the human perspective of, man, they got to rebuild now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. That whole building just like went away. Oh. It's gone.
That building that we built is gone.
It was pretty interesting to see, you know, from a different perspective, what would actually happen if giant monsters came and started beating the crap out of each other.
Hey, it sounds like real life, and I'm down. Okay, we have one DC comic.
One whole DC comic, Suicide Squad number 2 this week.
That title sounds so crazy to me.
I know. It's basically a bunch of villains who are in prison, and the government's like, hey, villains in prison, you guys are here for life. You're gonna spend the rest of your life in prison, or you could come work for the government. We're going to knock some time off of your prison sentence, but you're going to go on these missions that are basically suicide missions because, you know, there's a chance you're not going to come back, and so...
Yeah.
It's a team of villains trying to be good guys but not, and in this issue it very much is villains trying to be good guys but not, because as you can tell, they're bad guys.
Yes.
They don't make the right decisions.
Yeah.
This issue prominently features one of the villains rising up to kind of try to be the good guy, to try to lead this team, but everybody else around him is kind of falling apart because, again, they're villains. They don't care. And so they're making all these bad choices. And so I like it because you're seeing what can happen, because the guy who's rising up to be the good guy or be the leader is the last person you'd expect to rise up to try and lead a group of guys. And so it's cool to see him trying. And even though everyone is falling apart around him and making all these horrible decisions, he's not relenting. He's not allowing the circumstances around him to dictate him just giving up and saying, you know what? All right, I've got a team of screw-ups. They're obviously making all the wrong decisions. This whole mission is shot. Instead, it's like, no, I will complete this because I'm a man of my word and I said I was going to take care of this. I'm a good guy.
I like that.
It was cool, man. So, brand new issue number 2 in stores today. So, yeah, Suicide Squad number 2.
Check it out. Before we move on from DC, I want to read a slew of rumors about Batman versus Superman hit the net. Jason Momoa was confirmed that he's Aquaman.
Not just in the Justice League movie,
no,
but actually
in a solo movie that's being written right now. Now, last week, between last Wednesday and today, DC Warner Brothers announced 9 dates for untitled DC comic book movies. Here's the deal. Here's the game changer.
Yeah.
They're saying they're going to make a crazy announcement soon. That announcement probably being, okay, Batman versus Superman got pushed back to 2016.
Right.
We know that that's happening. It's filming right now. Mm-hmm. But now the rumor is that they are filming Justice League back to back, Justice League being the kind of next movie in the line there, because you've got Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. They should have just called it Dawn of Justice. I'm a big fan of Dawn because that's my wife. And Justice too, whatever. But Justice League being the next movie. So the rumor is now they're filming back to back, and there's an even crazier rumor that they're going to go, and Justice League comes out in the fall of 2016.
That would be, if they do that, I hope they do that. Because
I hope they do that too.
Right now, you know, we've got The Hobbit, and every year that one comes out, and you're like, man, I can't wait till next year to see the next one. Or back when The Matrix did that, you know, movies film back to back at times, and then they push them out a year, maybe 2 years later. But hey, guys, it's going to come out soon. The big rumor is that Batman versus Superman releases, and then months later, we'll get a Justice League, which would blow everybody's mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard who's
not yet? Not yet. We'll get to in a minute. But here's why I'm excited, because like right now, Marvel is killing it, killing it.
Yeah.
And the main complaint, I mean, what's the last DC movie we had? Superman.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Last year.
Gosh.
Year
it feels
before
like
that.
It's been forever.
I don't know when it was.
Yeah.
No, it was 2012 when Man of Steel came out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's when I went on tour with House of Heroes. It was 20. No, wait. No, that was Dark Knight Rises. That was Dark Knight Rises. And we saw the trailer for Superman.
There you go.
Which was better than the entire Dark Knight Rises movie.
Amen! amen!
And then Man of Steel came out, and we loved it.
I loved it.
You loved it.
I did, man.
Nuke loved it. But a lot of people were like, no, dude!
It got contentious in the Amberlin bus.
Superman freaking destroyed the world, and he's Superman. He's not supposed to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you, friends, it's going to pay off. Here's why. According to an extra, this is a rumor.
Rumor.
But according to an extra who was, like, filming scenes for 10 days, apparently the beginning of Dawn of Justice is going to happen as the Battle of Metropolis with Zod is going on.
Wow.
And this is where the whole Batman thing comes in. If you've ever read Dark Knight Returns, Batman, he's been out of the game for a while. Superman is pretty much owned by the U.S. government.
Yep.
And the U.S. government's like, there's even a quote in The Dark Knight Returns where it's Ronald Reagan, because it came out in the 80s. Ronald Reagan's the president. And he says, we've decided to bomb so-and-so and so-and-so. So everybody, we need to pray and ask that, you know, God have his hand on us. And he's like, and even if he doesn't, we've got the next best thing. Wink. And it's Superman.
Right.
That's in The Dark Knight Returns, which I thought was like... clever, super clever, horrible and clever. But anyway, so Superman's like this government agent, basically. And the rumor is, because of the destruction in Metropolis, Superman, ridden with guilt, is going to be helping out the government. And Batman has a problem with it.
Right.
Because Batman thinks he's a patsy. And that's where the skirmish is going to come in. And apparently, LexCorp has kryptonite. They steal Zod's body, something.
So
pretty cool. There's tons of rumors about it. And I'm excited about Warner Brothers gearing up because I want Marvel to have healthy competition.
I do too.
Right now, they got nothing.
Right.
Days of Future Past was the first thing where it was like, oh, yeah. Other studios can make a decent comic book movie. Now, I would say Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 to a degree.
Yeah.
But especially Part 1. That was a good thing, but it's not really competition.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody in the world's like, I wish Spider-Man was part of Marvel Studios.
Right.
That's what everybody feels about Spider-Man right now, which is sad because he's my favorite. But I want DC to step it up. I want Warner Brothers to step in because I want Marvel to have real competition.
Yeah.
Fox can't catch up at this point. They have too much to do.
Yeah.
And with oversaturation being a possibility, the only way it's going to continue is if the movies are excellent. Now, if Guardians is any indication, then Marvel's still got, you know, some aces up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But we're about to see Batman movies. We're about to see Aquaman movies.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Marvel, let's move into Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Because we got a ton.
We got a ton of comics to get to.
Yeah.
Gosh.
A ton of Marvel, too.
Yay, Marvel. Good job, you.
So this week, we got All New X-Men.
Yeah, All New X-Men number 30 came out this week. Brian Michael Bendis mm-hmm. has been writing it from the beginning. One of my favorite writers. This is a departure issue. It is an Angel and X-23 date issue.
Yay!
So it's like, hey, what's going on with the other X-Men? I don't know. Let's fill some time. It also features the first encounter of young Jean Grey versus Emma Frost,
oh.
And it was amazing and everything you were hoping for. So, All New X-Men knocking it out of the park, as always.
That's
one
cool.
of the best. One another, of the absolute best.
Another great comic from Marvel. This is my wife's, one of her favorite comics, called Captain Marvel number 6. Dawn, if you're listening, turn the radio down for approximately 3 minutes. Nah, I'm not going to ruin anything.
Okay.
This is continuing and kind of concluding the first arc of the book. This is issue 6, so usually arcs last around 6 issues unless they're big deals.
Yeah.
And this is a great... She is a heroine that is all about helping the underdog. And in this case, the underdog is an entire planet of people.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you saw Guardians, the main bad guy going on right now in Captain Marvel is Peter Quill's dad.
Boom!
So that's kind of interesting.
That is pretty interesting.
And Captain Marvel's only at number 6. Again, it's a female-fronted comic book, so if you're looking to get into it, I'd say this, and it's a great series. I love reading it.
And you never know. She could be featured very soon in the world of film.
Heavily rumored
heavily
that she
rumored.
She has a cameo in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Boom.
Heavily rumored.
Ah!
Pretty neat. That's Captain Marvel. We had 2 Spider-Man titles come out this week. Spider-Man 2099 number 2, which was awesome.
Let me just say, Spider-Man 2099 is one of those things from childhood where whether it's like, hey, we're going to do Transformer movies, we're going to do Ninja Turtle movies, we're going to do whatever it is, and they're like, hey, we're bringing it back.
Yep.
There's this hesitancy. You get nervous. Peter
yep.
David, who created Spider-Man 2099. I have Spider-Man 2099 number 1, the original, framed and signed to me from the author, Peter David, one of my all-time favorite characters ever. Mm-hmm. And so when they announced the return, it was like, hey, Peter David's writing it. And I'm like, okay, cool. He's a great writer. I really hope they're not trying to make some money and just squeeze some stuff out. And
well,
so far, they're not.
So far, it's been great.
It is so good.
Yeah, excellent series. It's really cool. It's kind of reverse Captain America because you got a man out of time.
Yeah.
But this dude's from the future, and he's stuck in the past, and he's like,
this
oh,
technology
man.
Sucks.
Yeah, we don't have that yet.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
It's very witty.
But the crazy thing is, he's dealing with his great-granddad.
Right.
Who is a villain.
Right.
And so he's teetering on this line of, like, erasing himself from existence or just trying to steer his granddad in a better direction.
It's really good writing because anything he does affects the quote-unquote timeline, so
right.
he has to be very, very careful with everything he's doing. I really enjoy it.
It's pretty
really
cool.
clever. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Speaking of clever and hilarious, Amazing Spider-Man number 5 came out this week, and it's great.
Yeah?
The Spider-Man movies, you know, they're
take
give or take.
A cue. Yeah.
Yeah. But this thing... The comic right now is awesome, and I'm so happy about that.
Which makes me happy, because Dan Slott has been hit or miss.
Yep.
You know, he has great moments, and then it's like, just kidding, terrible moment.
He has great stories, and then horrible, like, finishes.
Yeah.
It's like, build up, build up, build up. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's a cool idea. Pfft, it's over. Oh. That was a
waste. That's what a lot of people feel about Scott Snyder as well.
True.
So, but Dan Slott writing it, Amazing Spider-Man number 5, and apparently this is a hit.
This is a good issue. It's good. You got Spider-Man, the original Sin, which we're going to talk about. That's the big story arc. Spider-Man discovered that, hey, he wasn't the only one in that room that got bit by that radioactive spider.
Yeah.
Apparently there was this girl that got bit. And now there's this crazy Spider-Man villain from the past coming back who hates Spider-Man. Yeah. And not only this Spider-Man, but every Spider-Man in every dimension. Which
Gosh.
We covered last week in Superior number 32.
Which was brilliant.
Oh, right now there's a great Spider-Man story going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm
going
to say. And then finally, Original Sin number 7 of 8. You read this.
I did.
How do you feel?
Original Sin, Jason Aaron, who is one of our favorite Marvel writers.
Yes.
Mike Diodato, who does incredible artistry. Like, he's a brilliant artist. I love his art.
Mm-hmm.
We've been excited, but then also hesitant because Marvel's crossover events, their big events, have been good.
There's just so many of
There's
them.
So many. And so I was like, man, is this going to get lost in the sea of crossovers and, oh, Cap's in this, and you've got Spider-Man in it, and you've got Nick Fury, and you've got everybody in the universe in this crossover. How's it gonna go down? This has been one of the absolute best events I've ever read.
It's really cool.
I love the idea that, I mean, it's real. We all have dirt, if you will. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, it says. In fact, they used that scripture for the kickoff of this comic series. It's called Original Sin, and it's the idea of no matter how great a hero you are, everyone has a failure in their life at some point. Something, either you've been wronged, you've wronged someone, something happened, and it's really rocking that ginormous idea that there's sin. And it's really pointed to it, and it's been crazy to see all of the characters, what their sin is. It's affecting the whole universe, and it hasn't relented. It hasn't slowed down. The art's still incredible. The writing is top notch.
Yes.
And there's never been a time where I'm like, well, that was good, but you know, it felt like a filler. All of it has been fantastic.
Yeah. And it seems like issue 8, the final one, comes out before the end of this month.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Which
two
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's just a really great story. We've learned a lot of stuff, and it directly ties into a bunch of things that have been making headlines lately.
Yeah.
Thor becoming a woman.
Yeah.
Captain America becoming the Falcon. Iron Man becoming an even bigger jerk than he already is. And
yeah.
Becoming like the superior Iron Man.
I'm wondering how this is going to play out because, yeah, we've seen in this issue, we see kind of how some of those things start to happen. And another thing I love, like you said, in 2 weeks we get the last one, and it's been, you know, every other week or every third week, depending on. It hasn't been a monthly, which has made it feel awesome because you have cared. Eight issues in less than 8 months has been great because you can remember.
Right. It's easier to care about something when it's, you know, it's constantly on your brain.
Right.
And it's hard to do that. Like Spider-Man 2099 once a month. Ultimate Spider-Man once a month.
Yeah.
And those are some of the best stories, but they're kind of out of sight, out of mind until they come out and you're like, dang!
Yeah, and you forget what happened, so you have to go back, which is another reason why, you know, just this weekend, tying it back to Dr. Erwin Lutzer was here,
Woo!
And he was talking about our faith and how to grow our faith and how faith comes by hearing from the Word of God and how important it is to constantly be in the Word of God. Because if you're a once-a-weeker popping it open while you're going to church, chances are 6 days later, you've forgotten what you were reading.
True.
Which is why we constantly have to be in the Word.
Yeah.
It's just a great reminder. Some amazing
That's
books
a great
this
reminder
week.
To me because I need to hear that. Come on.
Come
on, preach it, Doug.
There you go. Well, that is it for Comics Corner. Again, shout out to our boys at Astro Zombies for sponsoring Comics Corner. Of course, Comics Corner every single Wednesday from 8 to 9.
Oh,
Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com or 232-7800. And that's it for us.
It's true.
So we were talking about this Grim Reaper who is at the cemetery here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, we're going to talk a little bit about ghosts.
Ooh, ghost.
And Joel Osteen.
Ghosts and Joel Osteen. Both of them smiling at you.
Yep. So that's coming up for our Best of Shock Therapy Live. If you miss any part of this show, you can catch our podcast, mystaticradio.com. /mornings.
It's the best thing in the world to hear people from the South say Joel Osteen.
Why?
Joe Osteen. Y'all ever heard that Joe Osteen? He just smiles. I like his smile.
Oh, man. Tomorrow is Thursday, so of course, Theology Thursday. We are going to have a special guest in studio as well in the 7 o'clock hour. Big thanks to Cater for helping us get this going. Yeah.
Thank you, Cater.
So tomorrow we're going to be talking with a doctor. Dr. Whoa. Mark Maggio, who will be talking about suicide prevention.
Depression.
Yes. And so we, you know, with everything that's been going on this week, Robin Williams, continue to keep his family in prayers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, his daughter Zelda is kind of social media attacked because of some things she said on social media to her dad. Ridiculous, man.
Lame.
So be praying for that family as they are mourning the loss of a husband, a father, and we'll be talking, as I said, tomorrow about suicide, suicide prevention, intervention, because it needs to be discussed.
It's important stuff to talk about, and you can't just sweep it under the rug and be like, well, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be happy forever.
Right. It's one thing to post a cute photo of Robin Williams and say, man, we'll miss you, and then 8 hours later, you've already forgotten, because that's the way we are with our fast food culture. And so we want to really hone in on this, and so we're going to talk about it tomorrow. 7 o'clock for Team Awesome Morning Party. We're excited because it needs to be discussed. So
right.
There you go. That Theology Thursday. Of course, we'll have a Shroff in for Aspen Project. Our boy Clay will be here. So good times to be
good
had
time.
Manana.
Great oldies.
Again, get to our website, mystaticradio.com. You can download the podcast for the morning show. You can also see how you can get involved with our ministry. Yes, we are a ministry, and we are listener-supported. We could use your help. You can donate now, mystaticradio.com.
Don't forget, tickets go on sale for Five Iron Frenzy in two days.
Friday! Gosh.
It will sell out.
Don't miss it.
Make sure that you do that on Friday.
There you go. All the details, mystaticradio.com. That's it. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye!
Static.